Police in the U.S. say the suspect in a Nashville school shooting had drawn a detailed map of the building before killing six people, including 3 9-year-old children. Police shot dead the attacker, whom they've named as a 28-year-old former student who identified as transgender. Following the tragedy, President Biden again called on Congress to ban assault weapons, saying gun violence is ripping at the soul of the nation. The U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has launched investigations into the conduct of managers at SVB and Signature Bank to determine what led to their collapse. The FDIC chairman told a Senate committee that directors, officers, and other parties will be held accountable. The chairman of Barclays has described recent allegations against former CEO Jess Staley over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein as, quote, serious and new. It's the lender's first update on the matter since Staley left the bank in November 2021. Staley quit as Barclays boss after UK regulators found he had underplayed his relationship with the pedophile financier. Staley is challenging those findings. Global News, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Christine Burke. This is Bloomberg.